Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, podcast listeners.
Yes.
Robbie Page.
Melissa Jeffrion.
Danielle Perkins.
We're all sitting in my office today missing
Callie.
Aw, little cow.
We're missing her, but she's not missing us right now.
She's not missing us, y'all. The podcast has finally come where she's not aggressive, whining, complaining,
or miserable.
Miserable,
yes.
Fussy, hurting.
She's so happy with her brand new little baby boy.
Oh, Charlie has arrived. Yes. Just so you guys know that have been listening to all of our podcasts, messaging Callie, telling her you're praying for her baby.
Yes.
Charlie is here and he is amazing.
He's really cute.
And if you're watching on our YouTube Live, which I hope you guys will start doing Thursdays at
3.
We go, hold on, let me find the pictures. We go YouTube Live to record the recording. No, YouTube Live.
To record the podcast.
The live.
The audio.
Taping.
Yes.
Of recording. That's a lot.
Okay, y'all wanted to see the behind the scenes. So it's just the live visual of what happens when we go live.
Yeah.
To record for the podcast would hit on Monday.
So thank you for being a Sebring.
Sneak peek.
Okay, so those of you can't see, but we have a whole group of fantastic ladies. Hi, ladies. So if you're not on YouTube live, you cannot see baby Charlie. I'm showing it to all of our YouTube viewers. He's so perfect. So we're missing Callie today.
Yes, so we're missing Callie, but Callie is resting, enjoying her little baby boy.
Flat stomach. Do you remember that feeling when you no longer had a baby in your stomach? That was so weird.
Yes.
Because the bump is gone, but it's not normal, and it's just squishy. No. Like when Haley asked the other night, oh, it goes back that fast?
We're like, no.
Unanimously, we said no. Haley goes, I said, just imagine, Callie, you're going to have a flat stomach this time tomorrow. And Haley said, oh, it goes flat that quick? And unanimously, we all said, No.
It sure doesn't. Well, and
but
she
it's
had
still
a,
no baby in there.
Right. Yeah. I just remember the C-section and they like put that thing around you to like flatten it and stuff. And I remember that was weird.
Was that hard for your little flat stomach anyway?
No, it was just weird.
How does it feel to have a flat
stomach? No, y'all enjoyed that season of my life because I was so awkwardly shaped.
For the first time ever, your stomach was bigger than mine.
It's fat.
And then it went back.
But for a minute.
You had vaginal, right? You did not have a C-section, Danielle?
I did.
Yeah, so, but Callie's up walking, you guys.
Yeah, I know. She's a champ. I've realized watching Callie have two C-sections like I did, and her recovery is so much faster than mine.
Yeah.
I was just a baby.
A little bit.
Yeah. But they do seem so differently. Like, I was telling her.
You never had to have a threshold of pain.
No.
You were a gymnast, so you kind of had to suck it up and get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You had shots your whole life because they called you Melittle. They wanted you to grow.
Yeah, that was fun.
So you were kind of immune to all that. I mean, not everybody's ready for a big C-section.
No, but it was just funny from Noah to Kate, because for both boys, it was day 3 when they asked me to stand up.
But for
both of her babies, it was day 1. Right. And so I don't know.
You guys had the same doctor.
We had the same doctor, same hospital.
Yeah.
So I don't know what changes in medicine from, what, 16 months, 17 months between Noah and Kate. But I just, she texted us this morning. She walked to the bathroom already.
Yeah. She's peeing on her
and
own.
I just remember the force of gravity on my C-section scar was the most, the first time I got up to walk
after. Hold on. The force of gravity. I'm
not done. You're going to laugh at the next part. Hold on. So when I had Levi,
can you tell me about this force? Yes,
I am. I'm going to finish it with this part. So when I had Levi's, my first child 4 years ago, I thought I was a champ, like had no contractions, didn't really go into labor and didn't have my water break. So I'm thinking, I'm just a little painful because I got cut open. But this is great. I don't know why everybody doesn't have a C-section. This is fantastic. And the lady said, okay, we're going to walk today on day 3. I said, perfect. Let's do it. I got this. I put one step foot down and stood up and like
the weight,
the force of gravity on that.
It hurts.
I thought I was cut in half.
It hurts. Yeah.
Like literally thought, I was like, what just happened to my body? Did it just snap? I don't understand.
But you got the NATO baby.
I know. But that was shocking to me.
Yeah.
So I made sure to tell Kelly that so she didn't have that experience. And she kind of looked at me on day one like, I don't know what your problem was. And I thought, okay. I am a big fat baby. So.
C-sections are not for the faint at heart.
No.
But
the recovery wasn't that bad.
I had to shove gauze in your hole that opened.
That was painful.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm a gagger. So, like, I love to watch surgeries on TV. Mm-hmm. But something about in person, I feel like I'm going to pass out. Like, my threshold of pain is like nobody else. I'm fully aware of that. Yeah. But I don't want to watch these things.
No.
Because it physically makes me want to pass out. So when your little C-section scar opened and I had to shove gauze in there,
I
wanted to pass out. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Bad. Because Robbie Page was in charge of it and she doesn't have much pity for anything.
Smart.
No. She just kept telling me to suck it up and I wanted to cry.
Well, and then I get super frustrated. And so I'm like, are you going to be quiet or do you want to do this by yourself? And then I think, oh, that's not a really nice nurse.
Well, because, I mean, it was the role reversal, because I took care of you after your surgery, and I just remember thinking, I don't know how I'm getting through this, because I'm very squeamish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got through it.
I sure did.
You sure did. Okay, so I'm chewing gum today, and I'm not sorry. Can y'all hear me?
No.
Okay, good.
You're really good at not making noise when you chew.
Sometimes I get in that habit where I just want to... You know, you meet those ladies that go, they just crack bubbles in their cheek. Mm-hmm. I can't do it with this gum, though, so maybe I should spit it out. I was kind of having this little urge to crack bubbles.
Right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
That's the outlet of your aggression coming out. Like, sometimes bubbles? I think you just need to do something that gets your aggression out.
Yeah, I would agree. I have little fits sometimes. I just want to punch people.
I don't think it's a fit. I just think it's you as a person are very like strong. And
it's just you.
You're very like strong.
I'd love to blame it on a temporary mood shift, but no, it's just you.
No, I don't think this is a bad thing. I mean, you figured out how to like have a great outlet for it. So this bubblegum.
Well,
you're just very strong.
I am very strong. So LaMonica will tell you do not chew gum.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Because he says you only get one jaw.
Oh.
You can have a hip replacement. You can have a knee replacement. But you never have a jaw replacement. So every time I'm chewing gum, he's like, so how many days left do you think you have in your jaw? Like, you're so dramatic.
You don't chew gum.
You're so dramatic. What? I don't know. Mints? Something? I don't know, but.
It's not as fun. That's her chewing gum.
He's not a fan, but I'm chewing it today.
I hear you.
Okay, so we are, as we sit here, 2 weeks, literally.
2 weeks.
2 weeks and one day from Christmas, y'all. Okay,
tomorrow is 2 weeks away.
I'm just going to share this because I shared it in my inner circle group. I was telling the ladies, and I want to share this with all of you guys. I'm not going to teach on it like I did in there, but just drop the nugget. Is as women, I want to give all of you permission to put on your Christmas list something you want. W-A-N-T. not things that you need. As women, we tend to put, oh, new underwear, a new bra, a new vacuum, new pots and pans. No, those are necessities.
I did put texture spray on my list.
No!
I've been wanting it since June. It's like a luxury.
All right, anyway. So, kind of like yesterday, we were at Lululemon, and yes. I bought these black Aligns. Did. And I texted a picture to my boys and Brian, and I said, hey, mama needs these and these two lengths. And then I thought, I need it right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I've had this same pair for 10 years. I'm ready for a new pair. So I just went ahead and got them. But that being said, I want all of us to put stuff on our list that we just want. No rhyme or reason. We just want it.
I'm really good at that.
So, well, texture spray?
I really want that.
She's very serious about that.
I want a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Oh, you know what I want is the new Dyson. The new curly curl thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have the blow dryer, but Jade's curly curl thing.
Yeah, that thing was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. What are y'all asking for? Did we already talk about this?
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Oh, all right. I just keep adding things. Wait, let me do one more. I went to go get my wedding ring clean. And I found at Peter's, while he was cleaning my ring, they have a diamond embezzlement. That's not the right word.
Peter is her jeweler. Peter Nasser out of Denton.
So no embezzlement.
Embellished. Thank you. Diamond embellished Apple Watch.
Like
frame.
It goes around the face of it.
Want one.
And that's like nice.
Two slides down.
And it's not super expensive, so they must be CZs or something. But it's really cute.
That is awesome.
So one more thing.
Very much
and then firm. I wanted to add the Tory Burch gold link.
Yes.
Apple band. I need to learn all the words.
It's fine. That works.
But how cool is that?
That was gorgeous.
All right.
I think that was on an Instagram ad.
Of course.
She did send me that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you tell everybody the cute little ornament you got us? That was so fantastic.
Is that an Instagram ad? Well, it started as an Instagram ad and then I ended up down a rabbit hole. It came from Etsy.
Do you just get Instagram ads when you scroll?
I think she does now because they know that she's a sucker for them. So yeah. I'm sure she gets a bunch.
That is so funny.
When you watch Social Dilemma and they show on this part they show basically versions of yourself inside a computer as like the controllers of the ads that you get and stuff. So it's like, oh, look, he stopped for 3 seconds. This one's a hit. We need more ads like this. And so it's, I think of that now. Every time I stop at an ad, I'm like,
they got me.
I'm falling for it all the time. So I saw.
You are the Instagram ad queen.
Yes, she is.
I do. And they've never failed me. I've had two questionable purchases that were coming from China. One of them, Jared was like, you can't be serious.
Was it a virus?
Nope.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Let's not talk about that.
Let's
not do that.
No.
Okay, go on.
It took each one took 3 months to actually arrive. But they made it and I didn't get.
It was a legit purchase?
Yeah.
That's why you use an Amex because they will always give you your money.
Fact.
Back.
That's what I told Jared.
This ad is sponsored by American Express.
One day.
On the second one, it's actually your Christmas present. I was
last
telling
year
Jared
or this year.
This year.
Okay.
I was like, I haven't seen that yet. And it's been 2 months. And he's like, babe, you've got to stop. And I was like, listen, I've never been stolen from on an ad. I'm batting 1,000.
You did it one time.
You got scammed.
Jared was so excited about that.
He found this Instagram ad for all this lake stuff. It was wakeboards and a big floaty thing, and it was from a company going out of business and last summer, and so he ordered all of this stuff.
You get a wakeboard, you get a boat, you get skis.
Seriously. And then 2 days later he was like, I think that was a scam. I went to the website, and so he disputed the charge and all of that, and it was fine. But then he felt really bad because he was able to cancel out the charge, but they never stole his information. But he sent the ad to his friend who worked for him at the time, and he ordered a bunch of stuff. And he got the charge reverse, but they took his information and like spent all this money with his credit card.
No.
Yes. It ended That's up getting terrible. Settled, but Jared was like, you're not going to guess what happened to Lou.
Oh my God.
So, but yeah.
What a friend, Jared.
I know. He felt so bad. So I got us this ornament. It was really cute.
So cute.
It's those. I mean, I don't know if everyone gets ads. I feel like I see them all the time.
I've never seen it before.
Oh, okay.
Remember the social dilemma?
Exactly.
They're after you.
Yeah, my ad. But it's like from a view from the back, and it's like a painted people. And you can, I've seen some with like people and their dog or friends.
Yeah. Person and their dog.
Yeah. And so I got us one that's the four of us, Robbie, Melissa, Callie, and me. Like from behind, and then when you flip the ornament over, it says Robbie Page Enterprises 2020.
It's so pretty.
So cute.
It was so fun. And it was a lady on Etsy. She was fantastic. I was.
Oh, so the ad originated from Etsy?
Well, it might have gone to a different website. And then as I was looking, I thought, I don't know if this is legit.
Oh,
but it
wow.
gave me the idea, and then I ended up at Etsy.
Oh,
I've been on Etsy
okay.
a couple times.
I bought from Etsy this year. Y'all's presents are on
the
Etsy.
The girls' present just showed up today.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple other things, and I thought, this is fun.
I love Etsy, and a lot of them are doing free shipping right now for Christmas,
Fantastic.
Too.
I
need to personalize ornaments for Riley, but I really want to wait till he wins state.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah, and then that's the ornament I want to get in.
That'll be so fun.
But I've enjoyed Etsy this year. Same. I got y'all's, wait until you guys see y'all's presents on Etsy. I feel like I've ordered a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, I love
year.
That.
That's the best.
Yeah, yeah. And so the ornament's really cute. Y'all should really see it. We should have gone together and show.
That lady was so sweet. I went back and forth with her like 1,000 times. I was like, I need girl number one to be a little taller.
I appreciate that.
And I need
Hey, thanks for giving me great legs.
You're welcome. I was like, I need leggings on girl number two.
Uh-huh.
And a long sweater.
Yeah.
And I said, I need a denim jacket.
Hey, will you go get it? It's sitting by my little, you know where it's at?
Yes.
It's in my Santa land.
Yes.
You gave me great
back
legs.
And forth with me.
Callie loved that you had already made her thin again.
Yes, she was her regular size. But I even thought at one point, like, you're so patient with me right now. Because she'd send me something and I was like, that's not the right hair. That's not the right hair. I need it like this. And she just kept changing it back and forth.
And she probably knows that. Like, she...
Oh, yeah.
Can I wear tennis shoes?
Yes.
Let me
You're
see.
Wearing tennis
okay,
shoes.
I'm going to show everybody on our YouTube. Look how cute, y'all. Can you tell who's who? Of course, Danielle's the tallest. And then Melissa has on the denim jacket. Isn't that so cute?
And then turn it and show them the name.
And look.
And that, she was even great. She
it's
didn't
so
have
cute.
Robbie's favorite font, script font. She did not have it. And so I was like, is there any way you could download it for me? Because that's the one I need.
Hey, that's customer service, though.
Yes.
That's Listen, we were just talking about this at date night last night of how fussed I am that all the big people are just quadrupling their worth and all the small guys are going under, right?
Right.
And one of the things we did talk about, the difference, though, even though I'm not a huge store fan, I think they have caused... These people have to elevate their customer service.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I mean? And I think what they've done is they've elevated the bar for people to take care of people because, unfortunately, the other result is you can get it online.
Right.
And so I think it's really changed how people treat people, but this is fantastic.
No, it's so cute.
I love it. I love it so much. I just want to be as tall as you, Danielle.
I know. Well, in my head, like, I felt like I gave her all of the things she would need. And when she sent me the first proof, I was like, oh, that does not look like us. And then I thought, I didn't talk about height. I didn't talk about build.
We're practically the same size.
Yes. You're a little tall. No, this is Callie.
I know. She's got her little booties on.
She did.
Yeah. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
It is really, really cute. Love it. Thank you, Danielle. What
You're
a
welcome.
Great gift.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we told you guys about Charlie being gone.
He's here.
Excuse me. Callie is gone. Charlie is here.
Yes.
And then I was going to tell, can you guys hear our cleaning people? I have to tell you what happened today.
I think they left.
Did they leave?
Yeah.
Okay, they left. So I am using this new home cleaner. Mm-hmm. Service. First time I've ever used a service. Mm-hmm. And last time I thought he did a really good job. There's a few bits and pieces. Now, for those of you that don't know, my house is all white. The floors are blonde wood. Mm-hmm. The counters are all white quartz. The walls, all white. And then everything's glass. And so I'm fully aware that you can see things. I'm fully aware also that I expect excellence.
Right.
For sure. Because if there's going to be bits and pieces, I can clean the house. Because I leave bits and pieces. Right. But when I spend what I spend, I don't want to see bits and pieces.
Right, no.
So anyway, they left. They were here today, which they were in and out really, really quickly. And Melissa and I both started going, uh-oh. And there was just, I mean, we're talking, I just walked in my living room. Danielle, you know how cream my carpet is? Covered in the party from the other night still. That's dramatic. That's a little
dramatic. It's not covered, but like they cleaned the obvious, but then if you turn the corner on between the ottoman and the couch, there was still stuff from the party. Oh. So you could tell they didn't move things.
Yeah.
So that was I think, the most frustrating thing. There were candy wrappers still on the table. So again, you know they didn't clean it.
Right. So. And I'm not a fan of wipe around.
Right.
Like, move the stuff, you know? Yes. I can wipe around.
Right.
But so the bottom line is they came back.
Right.
I text him and I said, I'm extremely unhappy with the clean job this time. And so he said, we're on our way back, which talking about customer service, that was my whole thing. And they turned around, they came right back and they came back in and they finished cleaning. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't want to have to always ask for things like this. I'm not super picky, but I'm picky. Mm-hmm, like, if I'm going to pay money.
Right.
And he was so nice about it.
He was.
So I thought, okay, thank you for dealing with that.
Good customer service.
And they don't know that I can speak Spanish yet. So I told Melissa, I don't know why I'm whispering. They're gone. I told Melissa, I said, I really want to walk back in there and hear what he's saying. But the fact that they don't know that I know Spanish made me seem like I was being a little snoopy.
Oh, sure.
So I went, I did get some water and I was like, but he was basically just telling him, you've got to be excellent. Like, you cannot, it takes one wrong time to lose a client. He was just going on and on in Spanish. But
right. Yeah. This is good that he came back. Yeah, for sure.
Really nice people though.
Yeah.
Today it was four girls, but do y'all get your house clean to everyone?
I want to.
That's on my goals.
That's like on my next thing to, because like, I'm the same way. I can clean around things, but there's just sometimes you just need a good clean.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
We run life so hard, the last thing I want to do on the weekend is spend all day cleaning my house.
Right. Well, and we even told them we have a party on Sunday. We have our, for those of you that are listening to the podcast, it will already have happened by the time you listen to this. But for you YouTubers that are watching, hello. Oh, wow. Look at everybody. Y'all are so cute. Yeah, it's really good that they came back, you guys. I'm reading the comments from our YouTube watchers. So we have our company Christmas party on Sunday night. It'll be us, the Perkins, the Geos, the Atwoods can't make it. Callie is so selfish.
She just had to have a baby this week,
like,
right?
Sort out your dripping C-section and come on. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, sorry. Anyway, and then all of our farm. And the girlies and the girlfriends and all that kind of stuff. So we're excited.
I'm excited. I already mentally prepared my outfit. I just need one more thing that I don't think I'm going to find in time, but that's fine.
What am I going to wear? What are you going to wear?
I don't know.
What did I say the theme was? Christmas?
I put that it was glam casual dressing.
I think I'm going to wear my...
That it makes sense at all to anybody listening.
What was it?
Because I looked it up on Pinterest before I put it in those words, and it pops up with what we were looking for.
Okay,
so I said, if you put it in there, what did I say? I said it was glam Christmas party casual.
Hey, speaking of y'all, I redid all of my Pinterest boards today.
I did see that.
Nice.
Okay, let's see.
What'd you say?
Glam Christmas.
Christmas.
Party.
I think
casual. Because it's not like a cocktail dress, but it's not in your sweats. So see, it came with like a cute top. No.
That's all dresses.
Well, the last Maybe that's not what I put. The last time I looked it up, it had a pretty top and pants. That's not it. Okay, then I did it. Oh, here. Casual glam Christmas outfit.
Okay.
That's like that. Like blingy on top.
Oh, good. I'm going to wear my red and like green a sweater bling and top.
Bling.
Okay.
Your bling. Little jacket. Your little bomber.
Like yeah, but that. It's long. It covers my butt. I'm going to wear that one.
See? There's something blingy and something not blingy.
I already wore that. Maybe I shouldn't wear that.
You just, maybe you need something new.
Wait, I thought well, you were going to wear
I bought from Samantha that new little blingy la blingy la blingy. But Melissa,
yeah,
what am I gonna wear? That's your job.
That is my job. I thought you decided on that top, so I thought we were good.
Haley Baxter, I see your name on the YouTube live. What are you going to wear? How many years have y'all done this party? This is our company party. Mm-hmm. I was just about to ask Melissa for help. Okay,
I got
good.
You, girl.
This is our company Christmas party. So we've done a company Christmas party as long as we've had a company. Now.
Yes, because I insist that we have a company Christmas
Melissa,
party.
Melissa.
The one thing I look forward to all year long is planning our company Christmas party.
You would think that I don't even we're like parties. Renting the Dallas Cowboy Arena and bringing in Michael Bublé with how excited Melissa gets.
I thought you were going to say I don't even like people.
I don't like people either, but I really don't like parties and dressing up. But I really like our company Christmas party.
So tell them what we're going to eat this year.
So we are getting it catered by Medea, which Haley Baxter's brother is the manager. So I've been talking
Flower
to Mound him.
Flower Mound location.
Yep. So we're getting Mexican food, we're having margaritas, and just a great, fun time. And we're excited that the farm is coming because they've been working so hard.
Yep.
And so we just get to love on everybody for a job well done this year. I mean, you know, 2020 was not what was on anybody's radar. So the fact that we're here and we're great and everything's good, like, that's
It's going to be fun. It's going to be worthy. I think we have to look for reasons to celebrate.
100%.
Of course, we have the game Friday night. Mm-hmm. Then we have the party Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the state game next Friday. Which happens to be Danielle's birthday. And Friday is Samantha's birthday. Next Friday is yours.
Yes.
And then the following weekend is Christmas. So we have
that's a great Christmas present.
It is. It really, truly is. So yesterday I put on my Facebook, I was sitting kind of feeling sorry for myself. You know, sometimes I do that for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I really started realizing how much I miss hotels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you guys think that way? I said, Danielle, I told him, Melissa, I said, how many hotels have we been in by this time of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
A lot.
Yes.
Right?
From personal to Robbie Page Enterprises to your business.
Like to drop the
been
pin.
All over the place
to
by then.
Just because.
Yeah.
And Melissa even said, she goes, you know, it's funny because we got on last night and we were thinking, how much are flights right now?
Oh,
so we can get to New York City, said no one ever. Well, Haley Baxter said her friend, all we want for Christmas is a state ring.
Yes,
that's right, Haley. That's right. So we usually, we go according to the flights. And so Melissa said, it's because we'll find a round trip flight for $100 to Chicago.
That's
and I send out a text that says, let's all go, you know. But all that to say, I really miss hotels. Speaking of Haley Baxter. So Haley Baxter is my future daughter-in-law. Whenever my son gets his stuff together. We're believing before next Christmas. Is that fair?
Yes, yeah. I would think that's fair.
I think
fair.
That's fair.
He's working hard.
So I've always said when I have my daughter-in-law, I'm going to say, let's go to Chicago. Let's go to New York City. Let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on COVID.
It's maybe, fine.
It's okay. By the time they get engaged and by the time they get married, we'll do all the fun
things.
Exactly. Yeah. What do y'all miss? I miss hotel rooms. I really do. I love hotel rooms. I love, love, love them.
I miss going out in public and not being so anxious that someone is going to just... Like, going out in public is no longer fun.
I would agree. Mm-hmm.
Like, we went to the mall yesterday, and we were in a store, and I literally, like, we put the mask on, whatever, just to get out of the house. literally took it down to talk to Robbie in a store, and a customer, not someone who works there, comes up and yells at me in my face on how I do not have my mask on properly. Yeah. And I just think, I don't need this. I'm going to go home and shop online. Right. Like, I think all of the things mm-hmm. that they've yeah. taken the enjoyment of being with other people.
It's true.
So I think that's what I missed. For the most part,
though, everybody was nice.
Yeah, for the most part. But I think it's that borderline. And that borderline, was at the end. Yes.
You know how you think, shut up, bro. You right. just ruined our whole day.
Well, I think it's that you walk in and you're like, oh, no, is someone going to say something? Like, you don't need that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting. Yes. Yeah. You're like, oh, my gosh, they're looking at me. What are they going to do? Right, you know, whatever. Right. But I just think that.
You miss the normalcy of people.
I miss it because. That was the one thing I noticed moving from California to Texas is just how nice people are here. Yeah. Smiles, everybody mm-hmm. is always super friendly. And so I just think with the masks on, you can't see they're smiling. But at yeah. the same time, I feel like we've lost that. Like yeah. there's no
sure.
just general, hi, how are you? There's yeah. none of that. It's like you versus them. And it's just right. so sad. No one even
talks to you. No. Look yeah. like makes eye contact.
I think that's right. what I've missed.
It's very disconnected. Mm-hmm. Mask or not, like they just don't even look at you.
Well, and it's not fun for people to go around you like you have the plague.
Right. Yes.
The whole 6 foot thing and all that. I get what you're saying. I think all in all, we had a great day.
Oh, yes.
And I was excited that nobody really bothered us. But yeah, he was rude. Yeah. I will say that. What do you miss, Danielle?
I would say just similar to that, just the people being friendly, like yeah. even if they don't talk to you, but you're walking down the same aisle as them and they smile or they would, I mean, people always want to talk to kids.
Right.
Yeah. So anytime I'd be out and about with the kids, like people are always at least smiling or saying hi to the kids and, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Versus now, I choose not to put a mask on my kids. And so it's flipped. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
So yeah. I think that. And just thinking about the world through the eyes of my kids at 4 mm-hmm. and 7 of what all do they see mm-hmm. other than just everyone's wearing a mask.
Sure. Like,
do they realize no one's really talking? No one's
right.
really...
Right.
I don't know.
I would bet that they do. I would bet they can feel the difference.
Well, because at school, all the teachers have to wear masks, but they have gone so far above and beyond to like make the kids feel loved and do control everything they can. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're thinking, well, at school there's masks right. and all this, but everyone's still so nice. And out in the real world,
not so much.
There's yeah. masks. That part's the right. same, but it's just so cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Which I think even, you know, with the inner circle, I've been giving them challenges every day of the week to post a selfie and mm-hmm. smile. Mm-hmm. You know, let people see your face. Just post an encouraging word. Text somebody a blessing. I think we have to go overboard to, especially the most wonderful time of the year, and it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think that if there's anything we hang on to is the joy of Christmas this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I said to one of my clients today, one of my coaching clients, she was talking about how when she sees me, all I exude is joy. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I want to get to that place. And one of the things I said was, we choose to be happy. That's a choice.
Yeah.
You can be mad, sad, happy, glad, whatever, but you choose to be happy. Joy is a condition of your soul. Mm-hmm. And so when you literally have a vertical relationship and you in your quiet time and you're in your worship and you put Crisco on your shoulders and no one can offend me, no one moves me, like your lack of planning is not an emergency for me. Right. Your offense doesn't move me. I don't own your, like what you think about me is none of my business.
Yeah.
Right.
She was asking me a lot of that today. And I thought that's a whole lesson in itself mm-hmm. of, cause she said, how do you have so much joy? If I have haters, Robbie, I can't imagine the amount that you have. And one of the things I said to her was literally, I look and I think, okay, I have a lot of people that love what I do. Cause we were talking about the whole 25 mm-hmm. days of giveaways. I said, of course, there's the chimey McChimeys that are like, oh, you're just doing it for attention. I'm like, shut up. Just move, right? Mm-hmm. Get out of my face. But at the end of the day, when you look at the overall, you're going to have your winners and you're going to have your haters. You right. just are. And so, not to super spiritualize it, but I said, I have to remember every day, if people spit at Jesus,
right.
they're going to spit at me.
Right.
You know? Absolutely. So what you think about me is none of my business. And when you really get to that place, you guys, it's joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so much joy. Like, I knew yesterday that guy startled you because I think you weren't prepared for it.
No.
And I think the way he approached you kind of startled you, that kind of thing. But that's what I try to tell people. Be prepared to communicate.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. You know, be prepared for mean people right now, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Be prepared for somebody to go off at you at the store. Everybody's sad. I said this, I guess, on my Rise and Shine. Masks make you more of what you already are.
That was so good.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I've done a lesson that money makes you more of what you already are. But I think I'm going to do a whole masks make you more of what you already are.
That's so good.
At the end of the day, right? So why did I even get off on that?
You asked what we miss.
Joy.
I miss hotels.
You
miss hotels and things. Which I miss
and
all
I miss my
too.
Two favorite cities, which suck.
I know. They're having a hard time, but
I can't imagine going back to Chicago or New York City right now. If I can just be honest with you guys.
No. No thanks.
I miss that stuff too. The memories like that. Yeah. Like, I was thinking, because 2 years ago we took the kids to the ice at Gaylord. After I had a conversation with you about what we can do and not what we can't do.
Right.
And then last year, we took them to Disney in November. And we wanted to go to Colorado this year because they've never seen snow. I've never seen the mountains. But I was like, I don't want to go, not and experience it like it is now.
Right. Yeah, right. No.
Like, it's not.
No.
That's not even the whole experience of being in the little towns that look like a Christmas movie. Right. You know?
Well, so. Travis even said last night, because we were talking about, we want to get away for Winter Wonderland. Yeah. We're all looking for that right now. And he even said, you know, I think the thing I'm fussy about is going through the same experience we had in Charleston for your birthday. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Yes.
Only three in the store.
Yeah.
Put your mask on. Stand 6 feet away. We need you to back up. Mm-hmm. Disinfect your hands. And Travis goes, I don't want to put up with that bull SHIT.
Yes.
And I said, no, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. So we might go to Mexico.
Apparently Mexico.
I mean, I think Mexico's masks too. I don't know. Do you guys know? Podcast listeners, do you know?
I would love to go. I would love to be able to enjoy it. And me I think too. That's, I would love to go out and enjoy life instead of only feeling that way when I'm here at the office or in my own home. Or like, that's not, like, if I'm going to go and spend money, I want it to be like, because we're having a great time, not because, that's what I feel about the stores. It's like, I'm here to give you my money.
Right.
And you're treating me awful. Yeah. So I'm going to just go with my money. Like, that's what I think blows my mind too. Yeah. But
this too shall pass.
Yes.
Well, and I'll say your perspective has helped me on that a lot of when we were in Charleston and you were like, I'm not here to like stand my ground with masks and fight that battle. Like, I'm on vacation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when we've gone Christmas shopping, same thing of like, I will stand my ground and I'll stand for what I believe in when it comes to this whole mask thing. But there comes times where it's like, that's not my battle to fight today.
Right.
I just am trying to get Christmas presents.
Yes. You know? That is correct.
So,
and that was us yesterday at North Park Mall.
Yeah.
I said, let's just put the masks on. I was so irritated. I forgot the face shield. It's like at the football games. Coach Rogers asked, will you guys please just all wear a mask so we can make it to state? And I said, yes, sir. I will wear 4 masks if it'll take my son to state. Right. You know, but so anyway, but yeah, here's the deal. I am still choosing the amount of joy that I bring.
Yeah,
to
and I think at the end I of really the day, am. That's like the best thing to end this month of joy. Like, this is the most wonderful time of the year for a reason. So it's always, what can we control and how can we choose joy? And that's like the one thing in our house. I know Brandon and I are like, my kids are not going to remember this, the Christmas of masks and 6 feet. And they're not going to, I don't want them to remember that. I want them to remember it to be just like all the other Christmases. Joy, fun, presents, family, friends, all of those things. Like, I want that to be the dominant, not, oh yeah, that did happen when we were little. But I don't want that to be like, oh my gosh, this was it. And so we choose not to focus on it either, like... It is what it is. We don't.
Riley will remember.
Riley will.
At his age, it's such a new thing for him.
Yeah.
So weird for him.
But you guys.
I think he's going to go back to school in the spring.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that makes me worried is, like Ashton was telling us, all the kids have breakouts mm-hmm. all around their mouth.
No doubt.
And Dr. LaMonica will tell you, mm-hmm. I am sad to see what's going to happen to these kids' lungs next year. Because mm-hmm. imagine if you're breathing in that mask and their face is covered in acne just where uh-huh. the mask is. Imagine what you're breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said that will be one of the biggest crises is these kids breathing all that bacteria all day.
Well, I know someone whose son actually had to miss school because it wasn't just acne. It had turned into like some type of bacterial infection on his face.
Oh, that's terrible.
And the doctor was telling the mom, I'm seeing this a lot. Yeah. It's from masks. And then today I saw it on an Instagram that I follow. It was a scan of this guy and like where there's blue, there's no inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a scan of his face in like upper area and there's tons of blue, super healthy last year, 1 year ago. And then he did the side by side with the scan this year and it's all red, like
what?
Inflammation from the mask.
Mm. Wow.
Just a 1 year difference from having to wear a mask at work and all of that stuff. I thought that's what...
Yeah, that's what nobody wants to talk about. Yeah.
Long-term effects.
And he talked about going back to school next year, and that was the only thing that we said was... He said, the only thing, I don't want to wear a mask all day. I see all my friends and their mouth, and...
I can't imagine.
Yeah, so we submitted it, but I told Brian, if it's all still super testy, we can say he's not coming back.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, so I'm going to wrap Christmas presents, everyone.
I love it. I can't wait to do all that.
Nobody tell Haley this, but I've definitely overbought for Haley.
I mean, it's
understandable.
She's going to
experience the Robbie Page 100%. Rage during Christmas.
Robbie Page rage.
And she was so cute at the Christmas party because I said, your presents are coming on Christmas Day. I don't need presents. And I said, that's not the right answer in this family.
No. You say,
that's
awesome.
Not how this works.
Right.
And she's like, I just listened to her lesson about that. Yes, yes, ma'am.
That's so good. That's yeah, sweet. I'm excited. I have a new beautiful face to buy for. I'm so excited.
Yes, we love her. I know. Yes. We know you're learning, Haley. It's okay. We love you.
Yes, yes. Between Haley, Allie's birthday, Riley's girlfriend, was yesterday. She turned 16. Mm-hmm. So I've got her birthday presents. And then I said to Melissa yesterday, our December is turning into all birthdays.
Yeah.
I know. It was for me.
Charlie.
Yes. Yeah, Charlie, yeah. Samantha, Danielle, Allie, yes. all the birthday presents.
Birthday.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm gonna go wrap some presents.
Yes.
Let's
all right,
do this.
Everyone, thank
all
you so much.
All of our viewers, thank you for hopping on, you guys.
Yes.
Such a fun time.
Yes.
So this will be our last podcast that we do a live recording or a live shoot, but we will still continue to post our podcast mm-hmm. in throughout. I will probably do a podcast by myself and just talk about the heart behind Christmas over the next few weeks. But you will see us back live and as you see it on January the 7th, which is on Thursday, January the 7th at
New Year.
Here's what I will tell you guys, though. Please be sure that you have texted me 940. No more joking. 940-242-5443.
Yes.
You will be in all the knows. Remember, K-N-O-Ws. Remember, if there's anything Robbie Page will do, she will over-communicate.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
If you're plugged in, you will always know what's going on. So we'll continue to have podcasts for you guys. And then we will be back live for the YouTube watchers.
Yes.
On Thursday, January 7th, and it will be 2021.
A new year.
Next time we sit here, y'all. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. All right, you guys, we're signing off. To all of us, so you hear it live from our voice, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Like the most Christmas with all the joy of your soul. With the bells ringing true, may you never be too old to search the skies for Rudolph. And always remember that Santa rocks.
Facts.
Yes.
So.
All true.
We love you guys.
Yes, we do. Merry Christmas from Melissa Jeffrion.
Merry Christmas from Danielle Perkins.
And Callie would tell you Merry Christmas as well. All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Bye-bye.
I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.